Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Shift Healing.
Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift. And you all know what night tonight is. This is Saturday, which is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. And if you're brand new to the program, you can have a lot of fun tonight. We'll be going to the Light Ship for physical healing. And if you're hearing us on an archive, unfortunately, you have to be live to go up. So we will energize the light beam now. So I'll get on the monitor screen, scroll down a little bit there. And you're going to see the light beam, and we'll energize the light beam with some peace energy. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 feeling good, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so you should feel that wonderful peace energy come to you. And let's now do a mind-to-heart drop for everybody. So dropping down, so I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. This you can do anytime you wish, and the more often the better. This will allow you to be out of time with your heart center, with your spirit, or in your heart center with your spirit, in the present moment of the timeline energy. So here we go. You're in the present moment, in the now, on the timeline. And you will not be able to have a negative or positive thought there. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So I'm going to go backwards now. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. Let's now go to the light ship, everybody. So if you have any animals or pets, flower tree gardens, you can bring them up with you. And we're getting ready to go. You should feel the peace from the light beam. And also, since you're in your heart center now, you're going to feel the energy there. And it'll just be very, very peaceful. So here we go. We're going up. I'll count to five to do so. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So we're there right now. And you want to request healing. We'll go into the room which has the red energy. This is for life force. So here we go. We're in this room now. You may feel energized. And we're going to go into the room where the dolphins are next. Here comes their energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, going into another room. We'll go into a room where they have the pink flowers. Here comes the pink flower energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And for those of you who like to have whales, we'll bring in the golden whales for us to experience. Request your healing. each room that you're in. Here's the golden wheel. So stronger, stronger, and stronger. And let's go into another room, the rainbow waterfall room. And you might feel the energy all around you. Here it comes. So count to 10, you invoke the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just kind of enjoy that. We're bringing in oxygen here. We'll bring in number 15, oxygen. So you may want to inhale and exhale. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's go into the room where they have the dinosaurs. And there's all the different types of them there. They'll do healings on us. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into the room where we have, what wants to come forward are the dragonflies here. Here comes the dragonflies. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And let's go into where they have the silver fish. Here they come, silver dollar fish. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's go into where they have porcupines. So stronger, 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 and stronger. So we're in quite a few rooms at one time, and this is perfectly normal. There's other ones that we're in also. And we'll go on to one of the mineral rooms. This has a lot of rock energies. And again, request healing. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, okay? So do your request now. And just request one healing that you need, a physical healing. And we'll go into one final room, and this is where they have, looks like geese. So here comes the geese to help us out. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So hopefully you enjoyed this session. So we're now going into the orientation room where you're thanking all the Dr. Light Beings for working with you tonight, helping you out, and the healings are between you and them. And we're going to be coming back down. Here we come. Animals and pets are joining us. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and we're here now. You may have felt the energy change in your room. Almost everybody feels it as you get taken from the no time on the timeline to the true no time in the now that source energy creates. Two different experiences, two different energies completely. Remember, when you're in the now on the timeline, you're in the darkness, but in the now. And when you're on the light ship, then you're out of time completely because they don't relate to time whatsoever. They don't even know what time is. And that's why the energy feels a little different. So we'll see if our co-host is on out there in cyberspace. Carrie, are you out there tonight?
I'm out here, Ron. Hi, and welcome everybody to Saturday night. Thanks for taking us up to the light ship, Ron. So we have we don't really have any questions yet on the fast chat, but a couple of things to let everybody know about. We are having callers tonight if you'd like to call in. And we're on station one, so probably line two, there's a toll-free number, 888-815-9756, if you're in the U.S. or Canada. And then the other one I would try would be the line 3530-413-4522. And so on the BBS page, you may have noticed that there is a new video up, new video section, just below the buttons for the play buttons for station 1 and 2, and to the side of the Lightship insignia, you'll see there's the video posted from when Ron was in L.A. at the Conscious Life Expo. And then below that, there are also a bunch of other videos posted. So if you are on the BBS page and we're done with the show, you could go and look at those after the show. They're also on Ron's website, so this is the second place that you can find them. And what else? Let's see, Ron. I know you have your 4-hour and 8-hour call starting up soon. I'm just scrolling up to see the dates on that. I believe it's next Saturday is the 4-hour Saturday, and then that's the 9th. And then the following 3 Sundays, starting on Sunday the 10th, will be the 8-hour Sunday call. So, Ron, would you like to talk a little bit about what happens on those for anyone that's new or hasn't done them yet?
Yeah, I imagine probably all of you have heard about them. The Saturday call is the Ascension call that we have once a month. And it's a 4-hour conference call. And we also do the last 1 hour for water activations for each day of the week for the following week. And we've been doing the wonderful bathtub, foot bath water the last 15 minutes, so you can get off the call and have your body energized with special water that you can bathe in. So that's the Saturday call, and that'll be on, I believe, the 9th. And then the Sunday call is the start of our 3 consecutive calls where we get rid of the alien parasitic life forms. It's the body rejuvenation call, and people just feel wonderful after having that call. It sounds like a lot when you talk about 8 hours. You can also be on it, absentee, no problem whatsoever. And it's just quite incredible. So when you start the calls, you're on the light ship for typically 1 month in quarantine as they look for the bits and pieces of you that are off in the Beyondo. The parallel lifetimes. This is why we do a lot of timeline crashing to help people out too. But the main thing is that you want to get these critters out of your body so you can feel better. So we'll be sending out emails here probably on Monday. And it'll also be on the website if you wish to get on these calls. But remember, you can do it absentee. You can be on it for parts of the time anyway if you need to. But the absentees are just as effective. People have actually felt things leave them when they were absentee at certain times during the particular call, even though they were not on the telephone line. And most people get a speakerphone. That way they can move around. You're not tied directly to being in front of your phone. Just you can be on your computer. You can do whatever you wish to do. And you're basically in silence. I'll just tell you what room we're going into, what they're doing, what they're finding. You've been removed from us here, and you're just going along for the ride, basically, and getting this stuff out of you. So I guess back to you, Carrie. Well, maybe she's on mute or something.
Oh, whoops, I was. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. So I was just saying I would just going to add to what you were saying about being absentee. The very first time I ever did one of your 8-hour Sunday calls, I was absentee, and it being the first time, I guess a tremendous amount was happening, and I was out for the day with a friend, and I hadn't done it before, and I was just blown away by what I was feeling. You know, big sections of me were going numb. I remember my hands and my left arm all went numb for ages, and then the way I was seeing things was completely different. I would have periods of time during the day when the person that I was with, like we'd be in a restaurant having a salad or something, and I'd be talking to her, and she would seem suddenly like she was way across the room for 15 minutes or something, and then that would change, and it really was incredible. So when you first do this, I think probably more is happening because you've not had anything cleared out of you before. possibly, you know, unless you've done the online version of this, which is doesn't do as much work all at once as being on the light ship does. And it was amazing. I couldn't believe it. So being absentee doesn't have a negative effect is really what I'm saying on the amount of work that gets done. Plenty gets done, just as much gets done if you're absentee and, you know, running around and not on the actual call. So Ron, I think I heard a beep. Has somebody called in? Hello?
Hi, Ron.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Janice. I would just like to share an experience that I had yesterday, and I've got a question about it. I was on my way to the store, and I had like two stores to pick from, and one of the stores just came up that I needed to go in there, and I just needed to pick up a couple things. Well, it was just really strange. I was in line, and this girl that we know, well, actually, you know, my kids know, but she comes up to me, and she says, oh, she says, I was just thinking about you today. And I said, oh, okay. And she goes, but when I looked at her, I got, like, the chills completely all over my body, and then the person behind me kind of, like, nudged me. And I, you know, I just felt like I had this octopus to jump on my back. But my question is, you know, I almost felt like after I really thought about it is that I was psychically zapped to even go in that store. But what causes the chills like that? Because when I got home, I had the chills all over, from her, from looking at her. And then my body was just in chills for about an hour afterwards. It was the strangest experience.
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head there. The thought that she was thinking about you means that she was somehow maybe energetically connecting to you, number one. So that's why we have the dark side practitioner up, you know, on the website to get rid of stuff. And then if you felt slimed by someone else touching you or maybe her in her presence, it could have jumped from her to this person that nudged you into your body. So let me just do a little clearing here to pull it off you. That doesn't normally happen to people, but, you know, everything happens here on the earth, you know. So here we go. And since you said it's octopus, we'll look at that and just see if this helps you, okay? And this is what we do on the 8-hour calls, too, is get rid of these things. So if anybody else out there, you know, well, you all have octopuses probably, you know, maybe one or two, if not more, we'll say. So we'll get rid of a couple of here. So here we go.
Ron, I'm thinking it's an octopus because I kind of like felt it wrap around my kidneys and then kind of like felt one like go up my back, you know. So that's what my mind thought it was, but, you know, I don't know. I'm just going to have you release it.
Well, we'll see.
Thank you.
Here we go. First octopus. I'll release the whole body and tentacles at the same time. I'll count to 10 to get it off and see how your body feels. So one. Oh, boy. Yawning right off the bat here. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. That one's gone. That's the first one. Number two octopus. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. How are you feeling now? Feel any changes?
Actually, yeah, I'm kind of moving around here, and it's not as tight around my mid-back.
Okay, let's do, maybe there's three. Let's do one more. So we'll see if anybody else feels this on them. The chills just could have been a warning sign. Normally, when you hear something that's truthful, a lot of people get chills or their hair stands up. Sounds like yours happened after the fact, which is like maybe a warning. If it was more than, you know, a few minutes, then, yeah, your body's trying to alert you that something's happening to it. That's how I would perceive that. So number three, octopus. So one. Oh, this is bigger. Oh, yeah, those are small ones. Two. This is the larger one. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and Okay.
Thank you. I felt that one come right off my neck. Oh,
okay,
thank
so
you.
Me too.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Great.
Okay. So we have a comment here on the fast chat that some people are on this fast chat and some people are on the other. And maybe a station one, station two. What I do with my on my desktop, I just have BBS Radio with I think it's Creation/Creation Lightship. Let me see here. What I put on mine on my desktop is bbsradio.com/creationlightship. Then it's a slash, okay? And from there, I just come to the same page all the time. And when I BBS Fast Chat, it seems to always come up. So I don't know what that exactly means, but it always works for me right now. So that's what I do. So I have it on my desktop, so I can go on it really quickly here. And sometimes if you click on Station 2 and you're on that, you may still have the audio possibly, if you're on, well, you have to be on station one to get the audio. I don't know why you'd be split half and half. So maybe just try the other one. On mine, I have Dulcie, I have Holly, Marie, Everett, Alice, Carrie's on it, Tina, and Amy. So she just wrote that last comment here. So we have a comment from Tina about object clearing. I guess she wants to know if she can put more than one energy into an object, it says more than one quality. I would probably just use it for one myself. You might be able to put two of them in there, but you want it to really radiate that one particular energy, because that's what you're probably going to need more. So find out which one you want to have, and you can alternate them back and forth, but I would just put one of them in it to keep it more sacred. So that's kind of what I think I would do if I were to do an object charging. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Did you have any other questions, Janice, or are you still there? I know. I think I heard another beep too.
Okay, we have a beep out there.
Is somebody new on the line?
Yeah, me. I'm on the line.
Hi.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just, I have got some lower back pain, and I was wondering if that's something you can help me with.
Yeah, how low is the back pain?
Below the waist.
Okay. Let's see what we can do here. Let's first look at entities, okay?
Okay.
Entities attract pain, so here we go. So one, release in entities, and that's to work for everybody else listening too and on the archive. So one, two, three, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You're coughing, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, does that help at all?
Yeah, it helps some. There's more, but it helps some.
Okay.
I got rid of some of it.
Okay, let's do it some more here. So here we go. One, two, more entities. Remember, we would normally first think that it's not entities, that you have something wrong with you, you know. So they can also be attracted. You'd have a little small pain, and they can come in there and give you a big one. So let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, how's your back feel now?
Yeah, it's better.
Okay, and let's see what kind of critter you have in your throat there since you were coughing here. maybe another octopus, so let's release that here. Ready? So
okay.
stronger, stronger, and stronger. Okay, did that help you?
Yeah.
How's your throat feeling?
Yeah. It helps some.
Okay, so.
Yeah, there's still something in my lower back, but it's better.
Okay, great.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Welcome. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okie dokie. Something's going on in my throat from this, too. And from Janice's octopus also. I was feeling it then. Excuse me. All right. So, Ron is definitely now going to go to the expo that's going to be going on in Omaha, and that's the last weekend of April through May 1st. And what is the name of that one, Ron, if we Google it, if people Google it? Well, you'll probably be sending out a mailer on it, I would think, won't you?
Yes, so we'll be doing that probably within a week or two here. So it'll be on the website also. It's at, I guess, their convention center in Omaha. So
okay.
It's a body, mind, spirit expo. It's a health and wellness expo. So it's probably listed under Omaha Health and Wellness Expo in Omaha. And we'll have...
Okay, great.
I'll have the Aura camera with that does Polaroid photos, and I'll have the monitors and the light infusion chamber. So we actually have two booths there.
Wow.
So I can have people talk to me, you know. Otherwise, they kind of get, you know, piled up in the aisles. So we're going to do two booths, so it'll be a little more roomier.
Great.
So if anybody's in that neck of the woods, someplace, definitely come out and see us and tell all your friends. So, back to you, Carrie. I think,
okay.
Do we have a beep again or not?
I'm sorry?
Do we have another beep?
I'm not sure. Is anyone else out there on the line?
Yes, I'm Larry. Hi, Ron. Hi, Carrie. How are you?
Hi, Larry. I'm fine. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you. Yes, I had a request for Ron that I've been bothered by a silly spirit that tries to distract me when I focus on what's going on, and could I get a release from that?
So, what's the traits of this? Does it want you not to do something, or does it?
Well, it's just like when Ron, when you're talking and I'm focusing in, and we're going on the light ship, and it says something real silly, and it's trying to distract me, and I'm thinking this is really weird that it says silly things and it doesn't have any integrity to it.
Ah, do you think it's male or female?
Oh, boy, let's see. I think it's probably male.
Okay,
probably
here we go. Energy. We'll grab it right now. I got it. And if anybody else needs one grabbed, we'll grab that one, too. So you need to think of something that you continuously do. But here we go. We'll get rid of this entity. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. It should be gone now, Larry.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Have you tried the finger exercise again, Larry, since yesterday?
Yeah, you did the homework?
No, since yesterday, no. When I called in, I explained. Did you hear what I said yesterday when
yeah.
I called in?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was just wondering because afterwards
we had a missing transmission there, so I'm glad I got in on that. I'm gonna try it again tonight, and I believe the exercise is to help ourselves and our friends, our associates, to stay in the now presence. Isn't that right?
Yep, you hit the nail on the head. That's correct. Yeah.
Okay, yep. I'll continue to practice on that, Carrie. I appreciate the reminder too. That's very helpful.
Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah. Let us know how it goes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very interesting.
Okay, thank you,
as you move your finger, just even a couple, maybe 3 inches from side to side in front of you, it's almost like watching ripples in the air change, you know?
Uh-huh.
As shifted from past, present, and future as you move your hand, and then from future, present, past, you know?
So in the past, if it's in the present lined up with one another, I think if it's sort of wobbly, I guess we could also, in the present now, be picking up on a parallel cologne or something like that. We could possibly be doing that, and it could be disturbing the present moment in alignment with one another. Isn't that true?
Yes, that is correct, yeah. So things can play with us a lot in the present moment.
Okay.
But remember, the other ones also are effective, too. Working with us. So let's do a timeline crash. So, Larry, I'll ask you, we'll do one for the present moment of a timeline crash. What emotional situation or thing that you have going on in your life putting you on the spot like us to crash?
The emotion, I would say, frustration.
Okay, here we go. Frustration.
Mm-hmm.
So, crash the first one here. So, one. Oh, boy. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. That's the first timeline. Second timeline for frustration. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And third timeline, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So let's do a past timeline for frustration. And if you've been doing these timeline crashing, there may not be too much in the past. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Oh, man. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And third one. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And now we'll do future. Here we go. Counting to ten again. The first timeline. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Second timeline. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. And third timeline. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, if you feel a little strange right now, it's because your whole life is being turned upside down on these timelines, and you're being booted off of them. So you're coming back here, and you might feel just a little strange. Remember, because those lifetimes you were living, and you're no longer living them. And other people on them are also being freed up. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. My left foot feels peculiar, and up my left shin, that's where I'm feeling the frustration one. I've done a bunch of frustration timeline crashing, so obviously I need to do some more. Just one quick little thing about, and thanks for calling, Larry. One quick little addition to what you were saying about your expo in Omaha for people who might be out that way and be able to go. The Light Infusion Chamber, if you haven't been in it, there are some different gradations of cost that I'll just let you know about. Just for one session only is $20. For $40, you can go in five times. And then Ron's aura photos, which actually I've never done that with you, Ron, but I know it's good to do them before you go into the chamber and then go have another one perhaps afterward and see how different your aura looks. And that costs $20. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Yes.
Okay. All right. So I think we had another beep. Is somebody else on the line?
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
How you guys doing?
Very well.
Good. How are you?
All right. How's your night going? I'm doing pretty good. Recently, my granddaughter came over, and she showed me this kind of a saint-referring video that's just, it causes me to hallucinate. It's, I don't know what caused it, but it's a very mind-blogging video. It's actually a music video by this young girl, Rebecca Black. It's Friday. And the problem is it's a repeating, it's just never ending. It's stuck in my head, and I can never, never stop seeing about it, you know. It goes like this, 7 a.m., waking up in the morning, gotta be fresh, gotta go downstairs, gotta have my bowl, gotta have cereal, seeing everything going, ticking on and on, everybody is rushing. It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. The Friday part is very, very mind hallucinating to me.
Oh, and yeah, that's why I warn people about seeing a music video may not, we'll say, should not have typically stuff in there. Other people can program things. So normally, you know, what I have to help you with that, I have a dark side practitioner clearing, so that could possibly help get rid of people that are doing hexes and spells on you, which the video could be bringing that into your energy field. You don't have to know who the person is, but you could be hooked up. And that's designed to get people disconnected from those energy pools, giving, you know, dark energy to people, mind control stuff.
You know, it's
I have a mind
that thing, too, because the music video is it's sung by a 13-year-old, but the person who made the mind hallucinating lyrics is by a big music company called ARC. And she's just a nice little girl, and she is paid to sing these songs, and it's just very torturous, and I think it's very bad for young folks to listen to.
Yeah, I'll do a sample here of the mind loop clearing. That normally, the mind loop clearing is how you get stuck in phrases or anything, say, mentally. That's the mind loop one.
Right.
I'll do a sample of that for you, see if that helps also, because you might be caught into a loop, you know.
Yes.
As a program came into you, you know, the dark side alien program that's being transmitted to you from watching the video. So here we go. And this is, what you're bringing up is something that's of great interest, that people don't really realize. Some people think that just watching something innocently won't hurt them. But, you know, this can happen. This is why I always mention, some people say, gee, Ron, I got all these books in my library, you know, for metaphysics. Are they going to cause me any harm if I don't read them or if I have read them in the past? Well, they all carry energy, so we all know that. And everything is active, even if you don't open the book up. So here we go. Let's do a mind loop clearing. So this is mind loop one. If you're interested to know what it is, this would be the one on the website labeled that mind loop one clearing. So it's designed for people who have repetitive phrases, thoughts, things they can't get rid of, you know, bringing them down. So here we go. I'll count to 10 to release that. If that's what your problem is, it should probably help you a lot. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Oh, boy. 1, 2, a lot of steps. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Does that make you feel a little better?
Yes. Yes, I feel much better now. I feel less relieved. I feel relieved of the looping in my brain.
Great. That's four.
I would like to thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you very much.
Great. So, yeah, if it comes back again, do the mind loop one clearing. And it's on the website.
Right.
It's a whole lifetime clearing. So I just saw the movie tonight, Source Code.
See you later.
Source Code is very good. And
what's that one about, Ron?
What's that again?
What is that one about?
It's about a person that, I don't know what his name was, I don't remember, but he kind of went back and he basically died and they had his body hooked up. It looked like he was shown with maybe the torso on up, and they hooked up his brain and the body, you know, was almost dead, we'll say, but they hooked probes into his brain and they were able to take his brain energy and somehow hook it into a current event and have him get projected into another person with a different body, and then he became that person, and then he was there to find out about this train wreck, okay? That's kind of what it's about, but it's mainly, and at the very end, very interesting, he did this maybe about 5 or 6 times, I think, trying to find out who's put the explosives out and everything else, and that's kind of what you're watching. And, you know, they show him crashing into a body, and then he has to kind of get his wits with them again and then find out where he is, and he kind of knows what the script's going to be each time because he's already experienced this. The first time, he's kind of like, what's going on, you know? But at the very end, which is very interesting, remember we talked about how they take the parallel lifetimes and you can do a copy and paste on them or superimpose them, right? And he did that. So they actually, he's actually able to do his mission. And he was able to go into the body and stay there. So what happened was I shouldn't say what they did. That'll probably, I'll leave that alone, okay? But anyway, so he was actually pasted, we'll say, copy and pasted into the current time reality because he was going back in time all the time before this event happened. So the event was true. It did happen. But they wanted to have him find out who did this, you know, the process of blowing up the train and going to blow up, the city there and stuff, et cetera. And so they would put him back in time to try to figure this out. And he was able to override the system and get into the present moment from, you know, time jumping. That's what it's about. So kind of much like I talk about the different militaries that go from the past into the future, now they're coming back here to fight the aliens. So it's the same kind of process. So that's what the movie's about. It's very good. So is Battle L.A. That's very good, too. Which is probably why these forces are coming here, because that movie is kind of right on the same time as what we're talking about, this stuff. And then so is the Adjustment Bureau. So we have 3 great movies out to watch, everybody. Get your feet wet on what we've been talking about for the last 6 months. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I heard a beep there.
Yeah, somebody on the line?
There is. This is Janice again.
Hi.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Thank you for welcoming me back. I did have another question for Ron. And I was hoping that you could help me out with it because it's kind of been haunting me these last couple days. Let's see, how can I start here? I found something in my basement that is like really irritating, and it activates something like in my solar plexus and makes me feel really, really, really strange. It's bringing up the same kind of feelings that I felt that when I was a teenager and it was in the house that I grew up in, a very, very similar feelings. Now, I'm kind of new to this. I've only been, you know, with you guys here for a couple months, and I felt the same thing in my neighbor's basement and then the same thing about a block down at a group home that
wow.
I used to give massages to it.
Hey, is it the same type of object, or is it just the energy in these locations making you feel a little queasy?
Energy in the locations, and it just, it's almost, it's like worse than a psychic attack. It's just like this feeling that comes over me, and since I've learned what you've told me to do of, you know, keeping, you know, my life force energy with me and keeping in my mind, but it just physically, something takes over my body when I come into that area.
It could be an energy vortex there. People can feel those energies. It could be a abduction point. It could also be maybe like an Indian burial ground or something that if it's close by or something like that, that can cause problems. There's some kind of religious rites thing that could have happened a long time ago.
Okay. So if it wasn't an abduction site, because I stopped sleeping in my bed because I kind of think I was being taken at night because I would just, like, be gone, you know. my kids would come in and they'd talk to me and I would just be gone. What do you do for adoption sites? Do you do the timeline crashes for those, or I don't know what you would do for those.
Let's see here.
There's the space clearing for your home.
Space clearing would probably be the one that I think I'd recommend for clearing space. So this is not the space one that works with the timeline. This is an actual space clearing. And you can put in different locations in your house if you wish. You could put in, like, your car, your workplace. So it'll just bring light to those areas. So that's what it's designed to do, is to clear out the negativity. And it will work with vortexes and stuff, too. So that's what I would probably say, because you mentioned three places that have a problem, and that would be, you know, good for the space clearing.
Okay. And I think you can just buy that one, Janice, for just 1 week if you wanted, or a month. It's an inexpensive one. I think it might even be just $10 for a week or 20. I'm trying to pull it up, and I'm not finding it really quickly here, but it's you can have a look at it. There's a lot you can do with that one. And pick the places in your house. You could, you know, put your basement in and put your bedroom in and clear off a whole ton of different stuff and see if that is working.
Yeah, and do keep on it. So, like I always tell people, when I put these clearings up, you know, I like people at least to use them, you know, more than one time. So definitely, you know, a lot of them will work for 1 month. So just go in there and use it for that time, or 1 week or whatever. But just don't do only one. You know, stay on it until it feels good to you, you know. So, like, if you get the 1 week clearing, just don't do it one or two times. You know, maybe do it morning, noon, and night or something. You know, if you go to work in the daytime, then do it in the morning, then do it at night, and go to different locations, you know, that you might feel strange or you want to have cleared out.
Okay. I was just wondering, can I get a sample one tonight, or?
Yeah, what's
the one in my basement right now?
So you have a basement in your house?
Yes.
Okay, I'll just see what we can do here. So here we go. Ready? Oh, boy.
Yep.
One. That's pretty negative. Two. Three. We'll see if anybody in the fast chat can say what it is here. Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So that energy right now is gone, although I don't know if it'll be gone for a long time. But right now, it seems not to be there. So we'll just see what we have on the fast chat, what people can relate to, what it might be.
Okay, I so appreciate it. It's just I feel like I've just been bombarded lately with all this stuff coming at me. Thanks for letting me get in for the second time.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling again. It is $10 for 1 week, and it's $30 for a month. I just found it.
Okay.
All right. Great. So yeah, it's good that you understand what's happening. That's the first thing. Some people would probably go off the deep end, so that's why we have the website up with different clearings on it. And like I say, not everybody needs everything on the website, but like for this situation, you know, this clearing would be probably very beneficial for you. So that's the way it
really
works. Everybody has
really
different needs, you know. I wish I could only do this.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, so can you feel it leave there?
My solar plexus feel better.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, yeah, so you probably had a cording there from it, whatever it was there. We'll just see if anybody on the fast chat kind of picks up, like I said, what they feel that it might be also. So we'll just see what they come up with here. So we only got about close to about 50 after. We
oh,
got
yeah.
about 5 minutes to go here.
Okay, well, Mike is saying he's wondering if it's some negativity from previous tenants.
Okay. Boy, that's a good one. It almost felt like to me that those three energies were kind of connected together. So it was like it started someplace, felt like it was underground to me, and it came up into the surface. And then it maybe went to those three locations, maybe even more. But, yeah, tenants can definitely cause problems, too.
Yeah.
You don't know what they did there, you know. sometimes you go into a location and one of the rooms just feels awful. In fact, somebody wanted me to clear a room, and I said, man, this feels pretty negative. And then they came out. I always get this stuff after the fact with people. It's very strange to me. But as I'm talking, they said, oh, yeah, Ron, you know, the people in here painted the whole room all black, and they burned candles, you know. And I go, oh, thanks, you know. I wish I would have known before. I would have had a better idea of what I was getting myself into, you know.
Right.
So, but anyway. Is all of a sudden, you know, it's like, what's happening here, you know? But anyway, just do the space clearing, and there's many different things on there, too, that you can probably be very helpful.
Yeah, that's a good
Sounds
one.
Sounds like if you're not sleeping in your bed, you know, typically, you know, if you get pinpricks in your feet or your body jerks, you know, like I say, then you're under alien attack. And that's not good, so you want to do that, you know, alien attack page, you know, on the website, because that can help maybe get you a little better sleep. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, we had a question a little bit ago from Hot asking, what is the most frequent healing affiliated with parallel lives? And then she's saying, or he or she is saying, is it barcodes, entities, or parasites, et cetera, et cetera?
Quite a few
clearings help deal with parallel lives.
Yeah, you know, the timeline crashes are for an emotional issue. You know, if you haven't done your whole lifetime emotional issue, then your emotions, then that could be why you're being abducted too. Because everything in your lifetime right now is what they're catching on with to see you. Remember, you have all those T-shirts on, so you want to first clean this lifetime out. You know, the timeline crashing is great for an emotional issue, but it's like a fly swatter, you know. You want to get rid of where the flies come from, and that's, you know, from you with the issues. So by all means, if you're a new timer listening and you're doing timeline crashing, it will help. But you have to get rid of the source, which is you, your emotional stuff, and do that whole lifetime clearing, and then you're probably going to have a much better luck with getting these things off of you, because that's how they abduct us. Like I say, if we had no timelines here, the aliens would not get us, because you know, they work with timelines, number one, and they created them. So if those are gone, that would be great. So if we all did timeline crashings, everybody in this planet did them, the aliens would have nothing to attach to us with, and they'd be gone. The next thing is, if we didn't have any emotional issues, they'd be also gone. So both of these are very beneficial. But, you know, like I say, you know, get your emotional whole lifetime clearing so you can feel better. And if you don't even believe any of this stuff is happening or anything else, and you just want to feel better, do that clearing. And if you have somebody in your life that's bothering you, bugging you, a coworker, then by all means, do them too. You know, it'll make their life better, and also it'll make you feel less miserable when you see them, especially during Christmas time when you go to see all your relatives and they put you into that box when you were growing up, when you probably did some awful thing to one of your brothers or sisters or your parents, maybe when you were 5 years of age, and they remember that and they always bring it up, and then you don't feel very good, and then you're the focal point for all that negativity and all the courtings, and it brings back the past, and then you're living the past. And they're living the past. And how do you get out of that? Well, if they all had that clearing, then it might be a whole different relationship to your parents and siblings. So, and also, do your animals. Man, get in there and clean out your animals. If you have a pet or animal, by all means, do that. You know, it works for them too. So that's probably, people will spend money on animals, but they do it on themselves. So if you have a pet or animal, just do it, and they're going to be a lot more peaceful. Animals do get traumatized. So back to you, Carrie. Looks like our show's about over here.
Okay. Yeah. So hopefully everybody got on the same fast chat. I know there was a problem at the beginning. I think it got fixed partway through the show. So thanks for your patience with that, everybody. I think it's okay now. And so Ron's next show on BBS is at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Monday. Let me think. Anything else, Ron, real quick? Oh, Derek. Derek is saying he thinks the situation in Janice's basement, he says, feels like a portal that time shifts in different locations, appears and disappears in different timelines. Aliens may be coming through it also from different locations and timelines, mostly from the basement. Yuck. Yep. Could be. So yeah, I would get on that space one. If you go, Janice, if you go to the website creationlightship.com and click on the book and just put in the word space and then hit go, it'll pull it up for you. And there is a lot that you can go through on there. You might want to get the month one, depending on what your schedule is like and how often you can do these. You might not get through it all in a week, but if you want to just have a taste and just do the basement in your bedroom, maybe if you have the time, a week might work either way. But, yeah, that one will help you. So I have 56, Ron. Oh, no, I have 57.
Time flies.
Yep.
So,
okay,
everybody, we're bringing some peace energy into the light beam. And for those of you back in New York, where I just came from, it's almost 1 o'clock, and I know you're tired, so we're going to bring in some energy that will give you some nice, peaceful, restful sleep.
Lovely.
Here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody, blessings, and we'll see you on this coming Monday, 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern. And we do have our one-hour conference calls for $20. They start at 5:30 PST, 8:30 Eastern also. So if you want to go to the light ship for an hour to have physical healing, the next one is on this coming Monday. And I'd like to see you all in Omaha. So blessings, everybody, and that'll be the end of this month. See you later. Bye.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Thank you
Thanks,
for the
Ron.
Callers. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you.